Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pryde. A judge in California is ordering the release of footage from the night former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, was brutally attacked.
On Wednesday, the judge ruled there was no reason to keep audio and video recordings from the incident sealed. Back in October, a man named David DePap allegedly broke into Paul and Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and beat Paul with a hammer, leaving him with a fractured skull and other dire injuries. Police incident reports indicated a struggle over the hammer between the two men. Those video and audio recordings could be released as soon as Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Social network Meta announced Tuesday it would soon reinstate former President Trump's account on Facebook and Instagram with new guardrails. Nick Clegg, Meta's president of global affairs, said in a statement the guardrails are in place to deter repeat offenses. The United States and Germany separately announced on Wednesday they would send battle tanks to Ukraine after NATO allies pushed for the move. The U.S. decision to supply Abrams M1 tanks and the German announcement of the Leopard 2 tanks is a major boost for Ukraine, which has pleaded with the West for months to send more advanced weaponry. Senator Robert Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, on the announcements.
We need Ukraine to win, not just for Ukraine, but for the global proposition that you cannot by force take another country's territory.
Palestinian health officials are reporting 9 Palestinians were killed in a firefight between militants and Israeli security forces in a refugee camp in the West Bank on Thursday morning. They are calling it the deadliest operation in months in the occupied territory. The Israeli army is reporting their troops entered the West Bank city of Jenin on Thursday as part of an operation targeting Palestinian militants. Soldiers killed at least 6 militants in the resulting battle. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Spain's interior minister is reporting a machete-wielding man killed a sexton and injured a priest at 2 Catholic churches in the city of Algeciras on Wednesday before being arrested. Authorities are investigating the attacks as a possible act of terrorism. The suspect is in the custody of Spain's national police. The ministry did not identify him. 66-year-old immigrant farm worker Chun-Li Zhao was formally charged with premeditated murder on Wednesday in the fatal shooting of 7 co-workers south of San Francisco, California. Zhao, a Chinese citizen and the only suspect in Monday's massacre at 2 mushroom farms in Half Moon Bay, was formally presented with 7 counts of murder and a single count of attempted murder during his first court appearance in nearby Redwood City. The economy is changing, and that uncertainty is affecting how Americans are able to save for an unexpected emergency.
When it comes to paying for an emergency expense of $1,000 or more, less than half of Americans said they would take money out of their savings. According to a new Bankrate survey, 43% would use savings for the emergency. 25% of respondents said they'd use a credit card and pay it off over time. 11% would borrow the money from family or friends, and just 4% would take out a personal loan. Bankrate also learned that people are saving less due to inflation and the higher cost of everyday goods. Not surprisingly, Bankrate found that the more you make, the more likely you are to have savings available to pay for an unexpected emergency. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with you. Let me see. It's a Thursday, isn't it? This week is just flying by. Horace Cooper joins us now, the constitutional legal scholar and analyst. Always great to have Horace's perspective, especially in light, Horace Cooper. It seems that, you know, there are forces within our government, and I mean within our government, that continue to want to, you know, just obliterate the Constitution. Well, what's going on here?
Oh, well, there's no doubt about it that the progressive movement has as one of its aims to take the shining star on planet Earth, that bulwark of freedom, that bulwark of faith, that bulwark of free markets, and topple it in a way to transform it so that there is no model that people can point to and that they can talk about their vision of how the world should operate, where people simply receive payments just for being who they are, where they don't have to waste time honoring a God that they, the progressives, believe does not exist. And that those who desire something will be given something based on their need by those who have, regardless of the circumstances. That's actually their vision. Now, it's hard to do that all in one fell swoop. But they have been working assiduously, undermining our colleges so that our young people come out believing things. Is it any surprise when surveys say our young people in America are the least likely to report that they love our country? Is it any surprise that just as the Bible warns us that we should worship the creator, not the creation? Is it any surprise that these people come out and they say that saving the planet is the first and foremost responsibility beyond any other, and without actual scientific evidence, try to force all the rest of us to change ourselves backwards and reduce our activities to a point, not the 1980s, not the 1960s, but maybe the 1880s, as a way of us, quote, to lower our carbon footprint. This is what their goal is.
Yeah, it is a scary vision when you consider all that they're doing, the chaos, crime rate, the fruit of their efforts is quite evident, and they double speak around it. They gaslight everybody. They are protected by the mainstream media, who refuses to do their job. And because the First Amendment of our Constitution and the Constitution itself is being obliterated, they can get away with this, Horace. But it's becoming more and more obvious.
Yes, there's no doubt that when progressives in the 50s, 60s, and 70s coined the phrase capitalist pig as a way of describing people who work hard, who achieve something of value, and use it at their discretion, and they also coined the phrase for the people whose job it is to protect those, they call them pigs as well. This is no coincidence. This is a coordinated Marxist idea that people who have don't deserve to have it, and the people who sacrifice to work to protect those are acting illegitimately. That's the essence of the war on law enforcement, because it stems from the war on property rights and capital.
Everything, yeah, it is amazing. You know, Horace, I shared this with the audience a while ago. You know, I was in Hawaii with the grandkids, and we were watching Lion King. And so much of what happened on Pride Rock there in the movie is America today. I mean, basically, where we are right now is we've got Scar as president, and the hyenas are running, you know, the asylum here. And you think, whoa, sooner or later, more and more people, or at least enough critical mass of the people, is going to wake up and say, enough of this stuff. But they've got 50% of the country, to your point, that are relying totally on the government. They have bought the government narrative, lock, stock, and barrel. And this is why these polls, when they ask people about, you know, how, what kind of job Joe Biden is doing, or, you know, what's happening at the border, 50% of them is like, what planet are you on? You know, we just can't even relate. There's such a disconnect from, you know, these polar realities that's existing in our country. And I'm not sure what's going to what needs to happen. I mean, I have, you know, spiritually, I have a clear idea what needs to happen. But in lieu of that, we're going to continue to suffer. You know, and what we're suffering right now is, you know, kind of a preview of things yet to come, the way I see it.
Well, history definitely repeats itself. Look at what happened in Georgia. Antifa radicals decided that it was okay in their efforts to, quote, stop the building and construction of a law enforcement training center. Now, on the one hand, you claim that law enforcement's out of control. Law enforcement is the problem. They need to be abolished. And when society decides, okay, we're going to build a facility, a large one, so that we can make sure the most up-to-date training and understanding of how to interact with citizens can occur, you would think that would be welcomed. That would be received well. But instead, untold acts of violence occurred. And what did Stacey Abrams' advisor say? You can't have an act of violence if there are no humans involved. When you destroy the car, when you destroy the house, when you set things on fire, the left says that doesn't constitute an act of violence. Again, that's part of their vision of transforming how America is. Now, here is the good news. The good news is that people of faith make a difference. You don't actually need one-to-one. You don't need one Christian against three. You don't need one Christian against ten. One can send thousands fleeing. And that's where the hope lines up. What we need is a strong rising up of people of faith who live by their convictions, and that is sufficient to restore this country.
And Horace, to your point, see, the thing is about the Christian faith is it's not about them. I mean, we're here to serve others, just as Jesus did. And that's the whole point. That is the significant point. This is what, you know, really jettisoned this great American idea. It was on the foundation, as you've said many times, of Judeo-Christian principles that heretofore, I mean, there's not been another nation like the United States of America, has there? 20 seconds left.
Absolutely right. We give more as part of private Christian charity to the rest of the globe than even the United States does with its foreign support, as well as countries like Japan, Russia, Great Britain.
Got to go to break. More from Horace. Stay with us.
Diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Looks like Meta is allowing Donald Trump to utilize the platform, but with caveats. I guess he's going to be on training wheels for a while. I mean, this is just so absurd. I mean, you know, to kind of parcel out our First Amendment right like this, you know, the Marxists know that they're in trouble, and they got to try to do something. And so this is kind of their, you know, their bit of a compromise. But it's quite a reveal, isn't it, Horace Cooper?
Well, absolutely it is. The truth is that you can see the handwriting on the wall, to use a biblical phrase, and that is that Congress is very, very likely to intervene against big tech and its ability to pick and choose its favorites. Mr. Clegg, who is their senior vice president and helps with their public presentations and the like, tried to pretend, nope, we're just a social platform, we don't have any favorites. Well, that's just absolutely not true. That is completely and totally not true. They work hand in glove with the left, and now they're going to have to explain what they've been doing. So they think, let's just let Donald Trump back on, and that'll alleviate all of this pain, all of this discomfort, when the truth is there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Americans who are not as high profile as Donald Trump, who've either been deplatformed or had some pressure placed so that their posts simply aren't passed along.
Exactly. Well, and then look what happened here with the a judge reportedly issuing a preliminary injunction blocking this COVID misinformation law coming out of California. You know, Horace, this thing's a disaster. I know a lot of doctors in California. Of course, this is where I was born and raised. And particularly there was two doctors out in Imperial Valley that had to go before the tribunal there in California and answer questions because they messed up. They didn't follow the signed, accepted dictum that came down from the state, and they didn't kill anybody. They treated over 10,000 people. They treated them early with natural supplementation, things that you know, that were rather commonsensical to reinforce one's immunity. They treated over 10,000 people. Nobody went to the hospital. Nobody died, and that's a bad thing. And now you've got to come forth and deal with this because they're being accused of COVID misinformation. And thank God, a judge with reason said, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. We've watched this back and forth. During the so-called AIDS epidemic, we were told that you and your doctor are the ones, the best ones, to decide what the treatment's supposed to be. When a woman doesn't want to have her baby live, we're regularly told that's between her and the doctor whether that baby gets to live. But suddenly, when your very life itself is at stake, and you go to your doctor and he says, no, I don't recommend this. I recommend this. We want to hold that doctor before the medical boards and maybe strip them of their license. The hypocrisy, it is unbelievably rank.
Well, it would be, I guess it might be more acceptable if it was a true medical board. It's not. This is a government-assigned council board that is making these decisions, some of which are not medical professionals. They've just said, okay, this is the party line. They all bought into the grape juice like everything else that's going the way of our Constitution, replacing our Constitution. We have all these, deep staters that are pulling the levers here. And they're killing people. And guess what? They don't care. They don't care they're killing people because they believe that there's too many people on the planet right now anyway.
Another progressive idea of how the world should operate. We have too many people. But that's true in the specifics of this California case. But you can look in Minnesota, you can look in Ohio, you can look in New York, and these same people as staff pressured medical boards to achieve the same end. We are not going to allow doctors to use their best judgment. You got the governor now, barely reelected in New York State, who says, okay, my vaccine mandate was declared illegal, but I'm still not going to rehire anybody that was fired over that because I am going to ignore what the medical science is and go with, I made a policy priority and you didn't follow it, it sucks to be you.
Yeah, you didn't obey. How dare you? And comply. I mean, this is what this comes down to. I mean, it's like, again, like you've been saying, Horace, let's just throw the Constitution out. And people have to understand that we have got to, you know, we have got to fight back. You cannot take this. You cannot allow this. And you cannot continue to put these people back into office that have this kind of totalitarian mindset.
Well, that's right. And as I said early on your program, any of these restrictions, any of these limits, any of these mandates that had been desired, they should have called a special session of the legislature and have up and down votes and say, we're going to be here for 7 days and you're going to do this. And this is the world we'll operate under. They knew they couldn't do that. That's the constitutional process. Congress could have done something similar. Mm-hmm. But they knew they couldn't do that because elected officials would never have actually done this. It was always unaccountable positions or executives who thought that they could get away with it by saying, well, my election is further off and I'm not going to be responsible.
Exactly. Unfortunately, I wanted to address this other issue, Horace, with you, that U.S. Capitol Police, this is something we knew 2 years ago. We saw it on video and it was flat out ignored by the media that is, oh, yeah, that's right. They have the First Amendment right and duty to report issues like this to keep us well informed, because a well informed electorate is key to the U.S. Constitution. But, you know, they're participating in this movement to dumb the American people down. But that is that U.S. Capitol Police admits that highly trained agitators ripped down fencing prior to the protest of January the 6th. So, you know, more and more of what we knew and what we saw with our own eyes, even not seeing the 14,000 hours of videotape that they're keeping from us, we know that this was this whole deal is a scam. And meanwhile, you know, considering that it is a scam, we've got everyday Americans who are sitting in jail, in some sense, rotting in jail for the last 2 years without any due process.
Well, that's the greatest crime here, is that in the D.C. area, there has been a systemic denial of due process. But the entire narrative around January 6th just continues to crumble and crumble and crumble. We are beginning to see more and more of the truth. Any person who went to the Capitol and engaged in any acts of violence, notwithstanding how progressives who are associated with Stacey Abrams say, if there are no people involved, there's no violence. Anybody who did must be accountable. But on the other hand, we had Portland, Oregon, to get a chance to see what acts of violence looked like and how they were going to be treated. We didn't see arrests for months, and then people were almost immediately released for arson, for mayhem, for violence, for injuries to humans. What has happened here on January 6th is a false narrative that started with a lie that officers were actually killed on January 6th, when the only person who died on January 6th was actually a protester who supported the president. No answers have been given about that death to this date.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And now they're claiming conveniently, Horace, oh, it must have been a video glitch. Why we're not seeing Ray Epps in some of the film. You know, he's been the missing ghost and individual on this whole thing, along with these other FBI informants and shenaniganers, you know, the shenanigans who came in and participated in all this as well.
Yes, but this house of cards is collapsing before our eyes. A new Republican Congress, thanks to the American people, have put a stop to the ability to perpetuate this lie.
He's the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Horace Cooper. Horace, thank you so much as always. Appreciate it. Good day, my friend.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs?
We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Palestinian health officials are reporting 9 Palestinians were killed in a firefight between militants and Israeli security forces in a refugee camp in the West Bank on Thursday morning. They are calling it the deadliest operation in months in the occupied territory. The Israeli army is reporting their troops entered the West Bank city of Jenin on Thursday as part of an operation targeting Palestinian militants. Soldiers killed at least 6 militants in the resulting battle. The United States and Germany separately announced on Wednesday they would send battle tanks to Ukraine after NATO allies pushed for the move. The U.S. decision to supply Abrams M1 tanks and the German announcement of the Leopard 2 tanks is a major boost for Ukraine, which has pleaded with the West for months to send more advanced weaponry. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Zoe Warren is going to be joining us. Zoe is a filmmaker, freelance video producer, documentarian, journalist. He's got it all. His curriculum vitae goes on for miles. Just a wonderful individual. Great to have him here. Hey, Zoe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you say instead of restrictive gun control, shackling of the law abiding, when will these government as savior security statesmen write a bill to tax refund arming and training citizens? Because the fact of the matter is this government as savior complex that's been thrust upon the people. It doesn't work. It's never worked. There's no science or research that would support this idea. They just continue to do just like they, you know, trained us in COVID. You know, they just rattle all this fear and so that they can get more control and forget the idea that this is a land of the free, home of the brave, a government that was instituted to provide an opportunity for us to enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right?
Man, I could just like recorded that, play it on loop every day, every morning. That was succinct. Absolutely.
Well, that's the purpose. See, this is what the American people have to realize. It's danger, Will Robinson. I mean, they want to take away your guns. Why do they want to take away your guns? When, especially, I don't know, so I'm sure you saw Dr. John Lott's study about where the problems of crime really rely, they're in about 5% of the country. And interestingly enough, is in each of these areas, they're run by Democrats because they believe in this ideology that is counter common sense to your very point.
Exactly. Yeah, they're waging war against reality. I think our founders, like, we're not in a place where we're trying to impose experiments on the public to try to get them to get in line. We're actually upholding reality. They said that the truths are self-evident. And so they were looking at reality, and they're like, how do we make sure that religious and moral people, you don't have to believe in God to be moral, but how do you make sure that moral and religious people have the maximum amount of liberty but have their rights secured? And so they saw that the perfect means of which to do that, and they created this system of government that protected liberty above all things. I mean, they instituted government for the protection, securing of their rights. And that one of those rights is to keep and bear arms, because how in the world are you going to have security among free people without everybody armed and trained? Now, you don't necessarily have to be trained to have guns, but if you are trained, the better.
Yeah. Well, for me, my position is, though, if you have a gun, get trained. You know, it's irresponsible because you own that bullet. And all that represents in terms of it. So you don't want to send something down range that's going to injure or kill somebody, because you're responsible for that. And the thing is, I will say, I just came back from Vegas. I was in Las Vegas for their annual SHOT Show. And the people there, and it wasn't just all about guns. It's outdoor, you know, everyday people like you and I just wanting to go and adventure and have fun, whether it's fishing or, you know, being under a tent, watching the stars at night. But, you know, these are, you know, Second Amendment right individuals, and they get it. And I got to tell you, I've never had a conversation with a responsible gun owner that, you know, presents any kind of image that the left would want to think. They think that gun owners are a bunch of, you know, let's go back to the Wild West and we're just firing guns up in the air. I mean, that is so far from the truth and so irresponsible. That doesn't happen. The ones that are going crazy and shooting up places and, you know, causing what they define as mass murder are people that, you know, they're just criminals. And yes, there's some mental issues and other things like this, but reasonable people that you and I are talking about, which is the majority of America, they're very responsible. They don't just get a gun and not think that, okay, so I spent $500 on a gun and I shouldn't be trained. You know, I would say clearly the majority, plus tax and license, take having a gun very seriously, because you've got to know how to operate that thing. It's more than just, you know, putting a bullet in the chamber and, you know, and pulling the trigger, you know?
You could shoot yourself. I mean, that if you don't know how to operate, if you haven't had some gun safety training, you could arm yourself, your neighbor, your child. And so I agree with you 100%.
Exactly.
I think of it in terms of, like, you know, to be perfectly honest, there's a mass shooting probably, you know, every day in places like Chicago and places that are run Democrat hellholes that are just, I mean, they're just a vortex of stupid policy that creates a limitless pool of just dead bodies. And they're trying to figure out how to fix that, but taking rifles from law-abiding citizens just because it can, you know, carry more than 10 rounds is not the solution. And so I figure that they're trying to use these policies to do one of two things. It's either to, you know, to advance the security state so that they can just grow government, or to prepare us like cattle for the slaughter. There's only two options.
Without a doubt.
You know?
No. It's a surrender of our rights so that they can have control. That's what this is all about. And as you said, Zoe, you know, when you look at Dr. John Lott's research here, and John is he's just an incredible researcher with the Crime Prevention Research Center, and he's put these figures, you know, together. Illinois, Cook County, home to Chicago, there's about 40% of the state's population had the highest amount of recorded murders of any location in 2020, the whopping 775, according to this report. So, you know, why isn't anybody systematically looking at these numbers, to your point, and saying, okay, let's put the effort where it's needed? But they want everybody fearful of it. They want everybody across the land surrendering their guns and relying in it. And it's just, it's so rich with irony. You see, like in California, for example, Governor Newsom, of course, you know, he's never seen a crisis he couldn't fall in love with. And, of course, they have a shooting in Los Angeles. Los Angeles, by the way, L.A. County, almost 700 murders. They're number two. Okay. They're number two, fighting to be number one here. And so he's there giving his speech, surrounded by guards that, guess what? They have guns. So it's okay for them to have guns, but we're not supposed to have guns, right?
That's exactly right. You know, that's the funny thing. I've seen some people, you know, apologists for leftist lunacy out there making the case that, you know, the Second Amendment did not apply to just regular citizens. It was only for the military. I've seen this argument in the media. And, you know, the honest, they're not being honest. They're not honest brokers. The truth is that the Green Mountain Boys would not allow you to come and take their weapons. That's just not even going to happen. I mean, I could not imagine this group of, you know, riff-raff, ragtag folks that want to defend their rights say, okay, yeah, you can come take my guns, but they would say you could have the bullets first, you know? And so in 1793, you find constitutional carry being implemented in Vermont, right? I mean, Vermont, thank God, right? They were the first to, I think, abolish slavery. They had constitutional carry in 1793. Well, granted, they're kind of going the wrong direction now. I think they've, but I won't go there. But the idea is that we had constitutional carry in America for 200 years. And then Alaska becomes, I think, number two in the 2000s. And it's been like a downhill ride since then. Now we got 25 states that are like, hey, there are some form of carry that you can do, whether it's concealed or open, that you don't need a permit for. I mean, we're running as fast as we can to reality, because since 2010, 2009, whatever, when Obama got in office and we knew he had an agenda, and you and I having firearms was not on that agenda, we knew that he was going to come after our guns, or at least put policies stupid in place that people around the country would follow in line with, and they've echoed it since then. And you've seen it ramp up from 2010, 2011. Now, 25 states are like, you know what? We're done with your experiments, your economic experiments, your social experiments, your law enforcement experiments. The police have no obligation to protect anyone that's not in their custody. So you know what? You guys suck at everything you do. You can't even keep the roads without potholes. So we're done with that. We're going to go ahead and self-govern. How about that? Our whole country was based on self-government. We're going to go back to that.
Exactly. Well, it's common sense, you know, that this is what it's all come down to. And we have 25 states that have exercised their critical thinking and common sense, and they've come to that conclusion brilliantly. Zoe Warren is with us. We've got to go to break. We've got more from him. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Zoe Warren is with us. He's worked in local and regional news, currently an editor-at-large at the Standard SE. He hosts the New American Magazine program, 2A for Today, as in the Second Amendment, a filmmaker, freelance video producer, documentarian, journalist. He's just out there having fun. You've been doing this, what, since 09?
Yeah, man. I've been trying to understand the news media mill since 2009, and I've really been active in the conservative movement since like 2015.
What drove you down this road, Zoe?
Really, to be perfectly honest, it was Obama. I'm a black man. It was it was kind of like, you know, I was caught up in the same indoctrination as everybody else in public schools, and I was excited that there was a guy who kind of looked like me. And so I was like, yay, and he claimed to be a Christian, and he seemed compassionate, yada, yada, yada. By 2012, I was visibly shaking because I was a real Christian. He was not. And then by 2013 or 14, he was full-blown antagonist to everything I valued. And I was pretty much apolitical at the time, even though I was in the news media. And he made a comment at one of the National Day of Prayers that, you know, there were many things done that were evil and wicked in the name of Christ. And he was making reference to the Crusades when we were talking about radical Islamic terrorism, ISIS killing my brothers and sisters overseas currently. And you're talking about something that happened hundreds of years ago. And I know what happened. They were going to try to recover slaves that were taken slaves by Islam. And so what a slap in the face.
I was
like, I'm done with this. So I really opened my ears and heart to all of my conservative friends who were discipling me anyway in at church, you know. I was like, okay, tell me about your political philosophy. And I was like, wow, that's me. That's been me my whole life. I didn't even realize that, you know, I'm a Ronald Reagan Republican. I mean, I think I'm even further right than Ronald Reagan, to be perfectly honest with you. He passed some taxes.
And you know what, Zoe? It's okay because, here we celebrated Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday here, you know, a couple weeks ago, and 10 days ago. And, you know, it's not about the color of your skin. And unfortunately, you've got a culture that wants to pigeonhole you based on the color of your skin. And unfortunately, I mean, it was interesting because a lot of people of color definitely reacted, you know, to Barack Obama. You know, just like you said, he looks like us. It's something, you know, we can relate. Wow, this is awesome that an America would elect a black president. Though arguably he was, you know, 50% black, 50% white, but that aside, I mean, he was still identified as a black president. And so it was.
The Democrats were the one drop.
Yeah, right, exactly. No, I hear you. But the thing is, and even people, you know, that were not of color, you know, voted for Barack Obama, and maybe it was too much to expect of one man, but they thought, wow, could this be the agent? Could this be the catalyst to heal this, this racial divide, which I think after things are said and done, Zoe, and you know better than I do because you've lived it as a man of color. I mean, in a sense, I mean, you could say now they're saying Hispanics are men of color, too, and men and women of color. I mean, everybody's color. I mean, I don't know that there's I've seen just a pure white person or a non-color person. We all have color. Our skin has color. But anyway, that aside, you know, it's just that we had hopes. People had hopes that maybe he was, that Barack Obama was, and unfortunately he was so ideologically fixed that it wasn't about the betterment of humanity. I think he was given a grand opportunity. This guy could have been the greatest president ever, but he wasn't looking out for the people in a way that you know, our Judeo-Christian principles would dictate to us. He wasn't one who came to serve. It was more to be served, and that's quite evident in his post-presidential reign. Made a ton of money. He spouts climate change and all this other stuff, but yet has a fabulous place there on the East Coast next to the water. So he's not very fearful of it. So he's quite a hypocrite, I think, in many ways. Sadly.
That's their strategy. The hypocrisy is strategy to them. They're not ashamed. Mm-hmm. They don't really, yeah. I don't even know that they really believe some of the nonsense they spout. They just know that it's polling well. It's going to enable us to govern because all of our ideas suck. None of our economic and social ideas actually work. You've seen, we have the receipts. They don't work. But we understand, they understand human nature. Now, see, they're smarter in some ways. The Bible says clearly, you know, to be as wise as serpents, but as harmless as doves. Well, they're harmful, but they're also as sneaky and smart as snakes. And they realize that they can move human nature in certain ways and accomplish certain goals. Whereas Republicans have not really taken that up because we're like, this is just reality. This is the way it should be. Everybody should just do what's right. And
right, exactly. Over, imagine know. That. What a novel concept, right?
But that doesn't sell. And so they have figured out how to, I mean, you can sell bad stuff to good people. And that's what they do. And so I'm making the case that, you know, they use hypocrisy as strategy in order to conquer human nature and move people into boxes they want to be in so they can set them against each other. They do a little political science. While we're all distracted over the issues, they're actually destroying and dismantling the separation of the boundaries of the country. You know? And that's
exactly
what Barack Obama was sent in to do. You know, he was sent in to be a massive distraction. So it was really disappointing to me. I mean, it's so bad now that I'm not even a person of color anymore because I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, I'm far right. That's what they'd call me. I'm an extremist. They call me white supremacist. They say I'm a white supremacist. I've internalized white supremacy. I hate myself, so I'm white. I hate. Mm-hmm. I'm anti-government because I believe in the founding principles. You know, Declaration of Independence. I love it. You govern me because I consent for you to govern me. You know, I'm a terrorist because I would get people together that would actually work on behalf of that system. You know, the system we were given. And then I'm an extremist because we will actively go out there and talk about it. And so I'm a white hate anti-government terrorist extremist. I'm not white. I'm white. To them, you know, so they're, I don't even think the whole color thing matters anymore. Now it just matters what you're labeled.
No, without a doubt, because, I mean, when you think about what they're doing, you know, in biblical context, they lie, they steal, they cheat, all for the sake of power. And that is their God that they worship, the God of power and might. And they will take it at all means. They're just absolutely desperate for it. I mean, during the Kavanaugh hearings, if you recall, it was Lindsey Graham who really exposed him and said, you know, you have such a lust for power and control. He says, I hope you don't get it. Well, boy, since then, they get a handle on it. And they do have it. And what have they done? They've turned us into a bunch of losers. I mean, so it was only 2 years ago. We were energy independent. People were happy. They were getting back to work. You know, there were living principles that were consistent with the Bible for a short period of time, and suddenly they decided that was bad somehow, and that we needed to lose again. So now here we are groaning, you know, because the Bible says when the righteous reign, the people rejoice. And the converse is true. When the unrighteous are reigning, the people are groaning. And this is what you have in America today. We're groaning. We're losing here. This great America, I mean, which is just amazing that we were revived for a moment, a glimpse of what it's like to honor God and honor one another. And we are tearing it up and we're winning. And then you've got 80 million people supposedly say, oh no, we want Joe Biden because Joe Biden has a better track record. When he served under Barack Obama 8 years and they didn't even get close to the results of what Donald Trump did in 4 years.
No. And see, you got your finger on the pulse, brother. And I'm so thankful to be on the call with you because it really is about the philosophy of our being. Like the fulfillment of the law in the Bible, okay, in the New Testament, it says is just to love your neighbor as yourself, right? And there was a band called Tool I used to listen to a long time ago before I got saved. And they had a lyric in one of those songs and it said, do unto others what has been done to you. And that is demonic. And that is exactly what our opponents, and I would say they're fellow citizens of the United States of America, but they are waging warfare against their own neighbors because they want to do unto others what they perceive has been done to them. They're not satisfied with equality. They want revenge. And so we're experiencing revenge policies. We're experiencing, I mean, even the Guardian media, the press, is carrying their water. You know, they're advancing a narrative that is only meant to divide, disrupt, destroy, because they want to overturn our American form of republic. They call it white supremacy, and it's not.
Right.
You know, I can argue that slavery is bad. True. But, you know, Africans, state-sanctioned, were still selling slaves well into the 1940s. I'm talking about kings still selling black folks well into the 1940s. That's documented fact. So in America, we got a redemptive gift from God. Not only did we fight a war to end slavery, two people who looked the same went to fought each other over a bunch of pickaninnies who looked nothing like them. Not only did they do that, but they forgave each other and tried to move forward together. That looked like the reconciliation that's in the Bible. You know, that looks like
600,000 people died. 600,000 people died. A president was assassinated to free blacks. To re-engage us with the principle that all men are created equal. Blows me away, Zoe. We got to leave it right there. Zoe Warren, look forward to having you back. You got it. Take care.
Thank you for that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio?